I'm super excited today to be with Gail Myers. She is phenomenal. Her work is transformative, and her journey has really brought her to the wisdom that she shares with so many. So Gail, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, JJ, for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, there's so much of your work that I wanted to dive into, but the thing that really caught my attention is validation of spirit and the hello that heals. Because I feel like for so many, we think of the times that we get injured. We think of the times when our relationships fall apart or blow up. We think like, oh my gosh, why me? How does this happen? And I love your tagline for this particular conversation, the hello that heals. So I'd love to just dive right into that.
Well, absolutely. The hello that heals is really hello to spirit, and spirit is whole and undivided. So when we say hello, so we are spiritual beings on a human adventure to learn, to grow, to gain wisdom, and to share our gifts with the world. And so we get on these adventures and we forget that we're not the condition of our body and that we're not the experience that we're having, but we get so caught up in it that, like you said, we start focusing on outside. But when we turn within to say hello to spirit, to our inner light and our inner being, then we're saying hello to our wholeness. And that's the hello that heals, because we're really whole. And when we focus on the divided parts of us, then that's what gets our attention. But when we turn and say hello, that simple hello changes everything, because it reminds us that we're already whole and that we're just returning to that wholeness.
I feel that. And I really feel that message. It's so beautiful. But I'm really thinking about the people that maybe have just had something happen, an accident, they've hurt themselves. Maybe, like I said, something has gone wrong. You know, how do they shift into that? Because so many times society makes us feel like we're a victim to our circumstances, and we are our circumstances. And I hear you saying, you know, it was only a part of who we are, but you have to like turn the game around, like almost shift the game you're playing in regards to being a human. So how do people even make that first step?
Just by hearing this, by saying hello and saying hello to yourself. Just to know, if you think about a time when you felt really at peace, or maybe you're out in nature, mm-hmm. you're holding your child for the first time, you're with a loved one, you're meditating, and you get that sense of peace, and you experience your inner light, and it starts to calm. Everything feels calmer, clearer. And so when we're injured and caught up in life's the drama of life that can happen, then that's really the time to stop and just breathe and say hello to your inner light. And that hello, it sounds so simple. It's like, oh, but no, I'm really my body's condition. And the truth is, you're experiencing it, absolutely. And you want to be present to it, but you don't have to become it. Because within you is the wholeness of your being, your infinite being of light, and your inner wisdom. And the minute you start to turn toward that, everything changes. Something is going to shift. So the first thing that shifts, of course, is our focus. Like all of a sudden, from the severe pain or the trauma or the seemingly huge problem that doesn't have a solution, the minute we shift, then we start to see or feel or sense or intuit that there's more. There's more, and the solution really is right there. And it's just step by step, not 10 steps from now, just right here, right now.
I mean, it sounds delicious, honestly. But I know, like a lot of folks that I talk to, something happens in our lives. And if anyone has peeked at the notes, you know, there are often intersection points in our life where we could go right or we could go left. So can you talk a little bit about that point in your life and how this has unfolded for you?
Yes, I have to start just a very brief beginning that I grew up in a scientific family. My father was a doctor, and I knew I was going to be a doctor from the age of 7. I was reading his medical texts. So I was on a path, and this was my soul's path. But I started having these experiences that really got my attention. And the first thing that happened when I was 13 was I started having dreams that I would meet people, and then I would meet them. Or I would dream something would happen and it would happen. But in the dream, there was always this sense that it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. You're going to be okay. And so then fast forward, I'm studying science my entire life. I have multiple degrees in science because I'm a science-based spiritual being. And so I started studying meditation. Really in my 20s, I started seeing auras when I was 21, and I thought it was my nearsightedness because everything's fuzzy when you take off your glasses, but I had my contacts in and I was seeing this electromagnetic field with these shadows and these different shades of light and dark. I wasn't seeing color at the time. And that started to really get my attention. So I started to turn more and more within just to really read everything I could about spirituality. And I'd gone to see a psychic when I was at a crossroads in my life where I had to make a decision because I loved botany that I was studying and I was going to either get a PhD or an MD, and I knew my soul was calling to me. So I went to see her and she held my hands, never having met me. And she said, "You're going on for more schooling." And I said, "No, I'm not." She said, "Yes, you are. And you're going on to medical school and nothing's going to stop you." And I knew at that point she had spoken to my soul. So now I'm on a mission and I go to medical school. And I studied with her for 3 months, and I had learned all kinds of esoteric healing, and she was a medium. And so I learned a lot before I went off to medical school, and I went through medical school, medical training. And it wasn't until about 30 years into this that I met my teacher, Michael Tamura, who came to Vermont for the first time. A patient came in and said, "You need to read his book." And so I started reading his book. And I thought, this man knows how to talk to people's souls. I want to meet him and I want to study with him. I just thought it. And he was in Vermont 2 months later. It's amazing the guidance as we start to connect the dots. And so the first time I'd learned all kinds of esoteric healing, and I'd been studying everything I could about spirit because it was the one thing that would calm me down and help my anxiety and all the stress that I was experiencing through my training. And I learned how to ground for the first time. I learned how to reconnect and say hello to spirit within. And the first time I grounded, I realized I had really connected spirit to body and anchored it in present time. And this was a game changer. And then he said, "If you could see what I can see, you would not think of not taking a shower for 40 years, meaning all the energetic patterns that are unfinished, you know, are unresolved. And I thought, "Oh yeah, I think it's time to take a spiritual shower here." So I began to study, deeply study. And he used to joke with a twinkle in his eyes, "Practice your grounding because you never know when a Mack truck is going to hit you. And you don't want to have to think about, how do I ground?" So for 7 years, I practiced my grounding. And this particular day in 2011, it had been a huge snowy ice storm, and I could see him going in and out of lane, going north, and I'm going south on the interstate. And as his truck approached, his tire caught and he catapulted across the median, and I knew I was going to be hit and there was no way out. So the first thing I did was I went through all my medical thinking. I thought, okay, I don't want to slam on the brakes in case somebody's behind me, which there was, and I don't want to have a rollover accident, because I know what that does to the body and the nervous system. And then I don't want to be T-boned, or I wouldn't be here to have this conversation. So at that moment, I became extremely grounded, very, very present. And I'm driving along, and suddenly it's like I let go of my medical mind and my physical body and my energy field became a one unified field of golden crystalline light. And I was pure consciousness and I was at peace. For here to go, I was at peace. And then the impact happened. And we went off, it was a head-on collision, and it was recorded at 105 miles an hour. We go off the highway and the car stops. And I realize, you know, the alarms are blaring and the smoke is filled in the car from the airbags. And I realize I'm alive. I've survived. And I was so grateful that I had survived. And I committed at that moment, spirit to body, soul to body, like, body, unless you die on me, I'm not leaving you. We're in this together. And so that was the beginning. And I knew that the person I had been the minute before the accident, and I knew the person I was in that moment, were two different people, and I could never go back. So they took me to the hospital where I had been an emergency physician. And so I got to practice all my tools, and that was the beginning of a 5-year recovery. They released me after 3 hours of being in the emergency room, and then off I go, because everything seemed okay. I was, you know, obviously pretty shaken up, and I had a lot of ligament damage. There are over 900 ligaments in the human body. All of mine were injured except for my hands and my feet. So every breath, every movement, everything hurt. I used to be able, for the accident, I was doing high intensity workouts and extremely active, very active life. And then suddenly I couldn't lift a glass of water. Walking up the flight of stairs was like climbing a mountain. So I went through 2 years of severe pain, and I used meditation as the foundation for my healing. So that was where the Hello That Heals was a game changer for me, because as a doctor, I knew the damage in my body. And I knew if I focused on it, I couldn't heal. And I knew I wasn't gonna, there was no guarantee that I would fully recover. And gratefully, I did. It took 5 years, but the first 2 years were so intense, and I used meditation to calm and get really centered and go to the health or the wholeness within me. And that's also how I heal the PTSD, because getting in the car, every time you get out of a car, it's just like, whew, flooded with that, with those memories and that experience from my physical body. So I was able to really calm and center and be okay. And I have all these tools that I now teach that help me to neutralize the memories, to neutralize the pain emotionally and mentally, and not allow my mind to go down the worst case scenario. So I got to practice all of this extensively, and I'm so inspired by it.
It's an incredible story. And it's, you know, the more of these conversations I have, it is amazing how a lot of these crossroads catapult us into our life's work. I just want to highlight a few things that came out for me that I talk a lot about in my books and in my conversations. Is one, the guide that came to you years before to prepare you for this crossroads and this collision. I think that is amazing, and that you listened and practiced for years to ground. So that was incredible. Two, you know, that impact moment where you feel like your old you left and your new you slid in. That's pretty incredible. I've heard that with people that have brain traumas and other things that happen, like the work ahead is going to require like a different version of some sort. So that's really amazing. And then three, the way that you turned inward to work on your own healing, knowing that you're a doctor, knowing that you had been taught for years that the answers are outside, the medicine is outside, will tell you what to do, that you had the intuition and knowledge to turn inward to that Hello That Heals. And I feel like hearing it from you makes it even more powerful.
Thank you for that. Well, what's interesting was I was so injured and I had no role models and I didn't have a roadmap. And so I really had to turn within. And it was everything I had practiced up to that point. It was like, put all your tools into action. Like, I had to take everything I knew on every level, and the doctors, now the patient. And so I used this, I used meditation as my foundation for healing. And at the time, I was too injured to go do research. And there wasn't a lot of information like there is now. So the scientific research on healing trauma, PTSD, pain, and using meditation to heal and to reduce pain, that information wasn't out there, but it is now. And so now we know that when you meditate, you reduce cortisol, which is the stress hormone, and it reduces your pain level. It helps you to calm. It takes you from the back brain amygdala, where there's it's fight or flight and survival, into the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that is in present time. It's problem solving, and it's higher order thinking, and it's creative. And so as spiritual beings, we're such creative beings. We're always creating, right? So this was my life's journey to take everything I know. And now that I look back, it's really how I became a confirmed spiritual scientist, because I had started teaching a little bit before the accident. And somehow I was already scheduled to teach after the accident. Somehow I got up in front of 35 people 3 weeks after the accident. Now, my husband drove me, my friend who was a physician who was hosting me, she did everything. I stood up and taught. And when it was over, my husband said, "Wow, you had him laughing." And I said, "Because it's no longer theory."
So. Oh my goodness, that is profound. It's like the doctor that uses meditation to heal. I mean, that's what we should have labeled it, because I feel like it's so powerful. And now the teaching you do now, the center, the intuitive awareness center you've created. I mean, I could talk to you for hours, but I want to make sure that we incorporate where they can find you and the work you're doing, because I feel like people almost don't believe it unless it comes from a doctor. And I feel like your work is well-defined, as you've already said, by a higher existence. And I just want to make sure that people know where to find you, so that if they're going through things, they can reach out to you directly.
Thank you. Well, the Intuitive Awareness Center, so we started that. I co-founded and co-directed it for 10 years. And now we have both, Gwyneth Flack and I have now both gone on our soul's path to amplify more globally. So I am teaching classes, upcoming classes. I'm updating my website. So you can find me on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn at Gail Myers, MD. And my website is going to be healthconsciousliving.com. And you can also find me at Health Conscious Living Podcast, where I am on every week on Wednesdays. And I also offer meditations when I do my solo episodes. So stay tuned. And you can also sign up for my newsletter so that you receive it every week. You get a free gift, Lifestyle Health Habits Checklist, because part of podcast is really teaching a lifestyle health habits, of which meditation is a foundation, because spiritual health really is the foundation for our health.
So people can meet you online. They can follow your podcast. We have all the links below that you can check out Dr. Gail Myers. And so, like, what is on your horizon? Because now, you know, this was 13 years ago. So where is the universe taking you?
The universe is taking me to share this message and to teach and to teach and to create a more global community of spiritually aware seekers and beautiful people who are all ready to have these tools, this much more than the tools, to have their reconnection and to be able to live it in a conscious relationship with your soul and be on your soul's path. So a book is in the future. It's not here yet. So I'm going to start with the new website and new courses and again, the podcast. So
I love it. I love it. And you can always post it in Together We Seek.online. where we have many, many spiritual leaders and mystics and people looking for the next level of wisdom to really live from the inside out. And I think that your experience, your whole experience, brings so much validation to why this is important and how this is possible.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Well, you will see me there.
I love it, Gail. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to staying in touch.
Thank you. I do too, JJ. Thank you for this opportunity, and thank you, audience. Have a great day.
And that's a wrap. See you again here and over at togetherweseek.online, where you can join live discussions with energy practitioners, healers, and spiritual leaders. See you there.